Time Zones by Manila Gray.
I'm listening to Circle Loco by Drake and 21 Savage.
Downtown by Hussein El Jessamy.
Different Round Here by Riley Green.
I'm listening to Smooth Jazz just because I'm stressing out over enrollment dates. Yeah. I'm just listening to like a smooth jazz song.
Nice.
Very stressful time of year.
All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
I'm listening to Electric by Khalid.
So when you asked me that, I was listening to Wanna Be by ITZY.
And I'm listening to Karma by Headhunters.
I Lied by Lord Huron. It's very good.
TV by Billie Eilish.
Wanna Be by ITZY.
Do you have like a song you hear when you're very happy or in a good mood?
Game of Love by Daft Punk, just because it's like very soothing and calming. Kind of makes me happy. So yeah.
Right now it's Surreal by Maluma.
Grown Up by Danny Brown.
Yeah, like Hannah Montana or Selena Gomez.
Alone Dance.
Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan.
I usually listen to Fergie. Not like a particular song, but anything Fergie I'll listen to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Moth to a Flame by The Weeknd.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like a song here when you're in a sad mood?
Ooh, like anything by Beach House probably. Master of None maybe.
When I'm sad, I listen to Takeshi.
Like piano, like melodic piano. I listen to that.
Traitor by Olivia Rodrigo.
Anything by Morgan Wallen.
It's called Regent's Park by Bruno Major.
What an interesting interview. But actually, I like it. It's not bad. I expected it to be worse, and because I can't really tell how my skills were in November and how I improved. I mean, I talked to my friends and I said, "Yeah, your English improved a lot," but I can't really tell it. I don't know if you can relate, but it is true. I mean, I kind of feel it because I can speak more. I don't know. I can speak without thinking about it too much, and I can just talk and talk and talk, and I don't have to think about how I build a sentence. Sometimes I'm still looking for words, like complicated words, but my vocabulary improved so much. Oh my goodness, I learned so many new vocabulary by just listening to people speaking in English, and I don't know, learning new things every day, and helped me a lot to improve my English. So if you have the possibility, go abroad. I can highly recommend it. It actually helps you with the language. I mean, I probably, my English probably improved. But anyways, I can feel it. I changed as a person so much. So it's going to be so interesting when I'm back home in Germany and how my friends are doing, how my family is doing, and what changed, what didn't change. Actually, I spoke with so many of my friends that went abroad and now are back in Germany, and they all said, yeah, nothing really changed. Everything is the same, and it's kind of like a fever dream that you just woke up of. And it's so interesting because I can't really, it's like, it's a dream for me to go back to, like, I don't know, like, feels like a dream that I have to go back to Germany, because Canada became my second home here. Vancouver became my second home. CJSF became my second home here. So it's so weird to leave that all behind and go back to my home, or that I like would describe as my home. And it's going to be interesting, but I'm so excited for summer. Actually, I'm going to Berlin next week. It's crazy. I'm going to visit a friend of mine. So excited. It's going to be a long bus ride, but I mean, I'm used to it now because I traveled to Banff 15 hours by a bus, and was the worst bus ride I ever did in my entire life. But I'm glad that I did it because Banff was amazing. I went to so many different places here in BC, and you can't really, I felt kind of a little bit pressure to see everything, but this is impossible. And it's also, what I learned is to just let it go and accept that you can't do everything. BC is huge. It is, I think, 3 times bigger than Germany. So it is impossible to see, it's really impossible to see everything. But that's why I spoke with my host mom last night, and she said a sentence that's really, really true. You have to accept you can't do everything, but it's also a good thing because it always reminds you that you have to go back, and you can always come back and see new things and experience new things. So that's why I always try to keep in mind. And I mean, I did so many things, and I did so many things on my bucket list that I would now like accomplish. And it's so cool because I went to Whistler, I went to Banff, I went to Smithers, I went to the Rocky Mountains. So crazy. It is. I did so many. I went to Bowen Island. I went to Victoria twice, or Vancouver Island in general. I went to 7 different mountains. Can you believe it? I can. It's crazy, isn't it? And it's so cool. My skiing improved so much. I skied a lot this year. I spent so much money on skiing, but it was totally worth it. So, yeah, I'm going to go back and I'm going to miss it all here, but I mean, that's okay, and that's why I'm always telling me I definitely want to come back here. And yeah, I'm just so thankful for all the things that happened and events that I could experience here and all the experience I made. So, so great. So if you're thinking about going to Vancouver, do it. Can highly recommend it. You can do everything here, because people told me about it. Yeah, you can do everything in Vancouver, like everything. And I was like, can you? Is that really true? It is true. You can go shopping, then go to the mountains, go hiking and skiing, and then ski downhill and jump right into a lake or in the ocean. And you can watch a sunset at the beach. It is crazy. And then at night you can go downtown and party a lot. It's crazy. And yeah, it was a really cool experience here. So yeah, thank you for everything and for listening to my show every week, especially my dad. Shout out to you. He's probably listening right now. He listened to every show. And yeah, thank you for always supporting me. My mom too, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to go abroad. And yeah, I would like to say thank you to everyone that's listening right now. And it was such a fun, I always had so much fun here on CJSF on Coffee Time. And yeah, I hope you had a good vibe, or you could vibe with me. And because I vibed a lot, I had such a good time here, always listening to new music. And that's why I would like to play you a new song. It's called Secrets by Magdalena Bayo. It's actually not that new. She released it 1 year ago, and I would like to play it for you now. It's called Secrets, Your Fire by Magdalena Bayo. I don't know, she's so cool. She's such a cool artist. I actually found her here on the CJSF libraries. So I would like to play it for you. And then, yeah, go back to a few songs I played, and that kind of reminds me or bring up memories. So yeah, please enjoy the first song called Magdalena Bay with Secrets. And then we will talk shortly about what day is today, because we have to we have to stick with the traditions. So that's why we definitely have to talk about what day is today. But first of all, this is Secrets by Magdalena Bay. Sorry, my bad. This song was already playing. I'm going to start again. This is Magdalena Bay with Secrets.
You're fire. You're fire. La 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 la.
Skateboard City by Andrew Gebert, however you pronounce his name. But really cool song. It kind of gives me an indie rock vibe, and I love these kind of songs. So that's why I decided to play it for you today. And I just looked at the time and realized that we only have 15 minutes left for today's show. And it makes me sad already. But I would like to use my time here, because I still have so many songs that I would like to play. I would like to introduce you to my tradition here on Coffee Time. It is, what day is today? Because I talked about the past a lot, the future a lot, especially of mine, my past, my future, my present. But I would like to, yeah, tell you what is going on in the world right now. What is celebrated, what is going on, and what are people doing right now. So what day is today? So today is National Cheddar Fries Day, College Student Grief Awareness Day, National Auctioneers Day, Get to Know Your Customers Day, National Pineapple Upside Down Cake Day, interesting, National High Five Day, Chinese Language Day, and also, today, Ramadan comes to an end. So, shout outs to all the people that participated in Ramadan. You made it, you survived, you can be proud of yourself, and congratulations for finishing it. And stay strong for the last day. You can do it, I believe in you. And then we have the last day is the Volunteer Recognition Day. So I'm a volunteer myself. That's why I decided to talk about this day a little bit, because I'm a volunteer and I volunteered here for 6 months now. And that's why I would like to talk a little bit about the history of Volunteer Recognition Day and what you can do to celebrate it. So to the history, or about the history. People who have risked their own safety in order to help others, accepting nothing in return, have existed for hundreds and thousands of years. Ben Franklin, one of the founding fathers of the United States and of America, was also the creator of the very first volunteer fire department that helped put out many Philadelphia fires. Florence Nightingale, often called the mother of modern nursing, was just as much as a hero as any of the soldiers fighting in the Crimean War when she cared for the wounded. Acclaimed whodunit authoress Agatha Christie volunteered as a nurse in the Voluntary Aid Detachment of the Red Cross Hospital in Turkey from 1914 to 1917, when her husband Archie was fighting in World War I. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, a Catholic nun, probably know her, spent most of her time, most of her life in India, caring for those suffering from HIV or AIDS, leprosy, and tuberculosis. More recently, many Hollywood celebrities such as Angelina Jolie have made numerous trips to various impoverished parts of the world in an attempt to understand the problems of those living there and find ways to help them. All of these people and many, many, many more have changed the world for the better forever. And how can we celebrate Volunteer Recognition Day? So there are many ways you could celebrate this day, in such way as to honor those who have dedicated large parts of their lives to helping the needy the world had forgotten about. The best one is to find a way you can help someone. Of course, this does not mean you should drop everything, move to a third world country. No matter where you live, there are people all around you who have been dealt a bad hand in life and who need things that most of us take for granted, like a roof over their heads, clothing, hot meal, or a meal in general, or just a little bit of love and attention. This doesn't just go for people. Either animal shelters are always bursting at the seams with lonely animals who just need someone to cuddle up. So choose a cause that is especially close to your heart and spend the day helping someone else. Chances are you will find the experience more rewarding than any salary could ever be. That every salary could ever be. And I have to be honest, if you love what you're doing, then you don't need the money. I mean, you kind of need money to survive. But volunteering is, I don't know, it fulfilled me a lot here. And I was actually thinking, it is it is a passion of mine to work at the radio, and I'm definitely going to stick with it after I'm done with my university. I'm definitely going to the radio again, and I think this is my path for sure, because since I came here, I've always been happy and it energized me. And I think you know that the job is right for you when you're energized and when you're happy after you go back home and when you feel fulfilled and not tired. Your job shouldn't be tiring. It should make you happy and energized. And actually, this is what radio does to me. It makes me feel happy and energetic, and I'm not tired after work. Of course, when I have, like, when I lack sleep, of course I'm tired. This is normal, and having a bad day is normal too. But in general, I would say it makes me happy and fulfills me. So that's definitely my passion, and to work here, speaking with people, so just speaking in general, going to events, going out and get engaged with communities and people. This is what makes me happy, and this is what radio is all about, right? And that's why I'm enjoying my time here so much. And yeah, actually, I have a song for you ready here that's kind of also describing, it describes my time here really, really well, and fits really well to my journey here, because it is Zach Bryan with Something in the Orange. And actually, the song, one of the lyrics is, something in the orange tells me that we're not done. And this is so true, because I'm not done with the radio. I mean, come on, I would definitely come back. I also would definitely come back here for sure. As I already said, I'm not done here, and I definitely want to come back. So this is not the last time you're going to listen to my voice here on CJSF. I can assure you, I'm definitely going to come back. And I mean, if it's just I would, if it's just like saying hi to all the people here and saying hi on air, then this is okay, and I'm happy about it. But I definitely want to come back for sure, 100%. And I would like to play you the song, because it means a lot to me, and it actually fits very well to my staying here. And just listen and enjoy, and then I'm going to be right back. Between my collar and jaw. Sorry, I don't know what's going on with the computer here right now, but I have to start the song again. Again, this is Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan. Please enjoy.
Your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your head between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. 'Cause if I say I'm sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? Poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming. Bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing, this wood used to creep. just a man to me, or all I am, where the hell am I supposed to go? I'm pausing myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. Just a man to me, or all I am, where the hell am I supposed to go? I'm pausing myself again, something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan. A really nice song, and I could cry right now because it's so sad. And yeah, these are my final words here. It kind of sounds like I'm not dying. I'm just gonna say goodbye for now, but I definitely want to come back. And I was actually just thinking, because I promise you at my very first show this year in January that I will tell you up, that I will keep you updated about my newest resolutions. And I can tell you, I think I stick to most of them. I mean, some I broke some of them, which is totally fine, but yeah, I still have to work on my running, because I definitely want to go running again. But I'm going to do that when I'm back home. And it is okay if you can't keep going right now. But what I can say, you're strong, and I believe in you. And always remember that you are strong and independent, and you can do whatever you want to do. And this is my big thank you to you. Thank you so much for listening to my coffee time. I'm going to say goodbye for the very last time. I hope you enjoyed today's last show of coffee time. If you want to check out my show or my previous shows, then you should definitely go on our website, cjsf.ca, go on our open mic and check out Coffee Time. My past shows are really cool. And also read my report on the website, cjsf.ca. It's about the Children Have to Hear Another Story, and about the exhibition about Alanis Obomsławin's work. So please check it out. I have one last song here for you. It is Coldplay with Yellow, and I love this song so much. And it always, like, is my goodbye, my go-to goodbye song. So this is the last time, and I'm going to play this song for you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Vivian, and I'm out. Thank you, and have a good week. Have a good year. Have a good time. Keep going. You can do it. I believe in you. This is Yellow by Coldplay, and I'm out.